Welcome to the Big Band and Swing Podcast, brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight. And you can listen to a baby cry the lullaby of old Broadway, the jumping, jiving, and the swing-a-roo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to jam a tune, brief, brief, and everyone goes crazy. You rock-a-bye your baby soon, the atmosphere gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy you this and that, you hear what daddy's saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Sleep tight, my baby, get lots of sleep as time goes by. Good night, my baby, have a lot of fun in the night time. Get a lot of sleep in the day time. Good night, good night, milk for a little day. Good night, good night, good night, milkman's on his way. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
We just heard Lullaby of Broadway by the great Andrew Sisters. That is from a V-disc that was issued in 1945. Welcome back to the Big Band and Swing Podcast. As you know, I'm your host, Ronaldo. And in this episode, you can look forward to hearing some Tony Pastor, Ralph Flanagan, Glenn Miller, and more. So be sure to stick around for the full podcast. But before I get into the meat of things, I just want to remind you about SupportSwing.com. If you look forward to this podcast every week, then I'd like you to consider supporting this podcast by becoming a Hepcat. You'll get instant access to bonus content, podcast extras, and you'll even have a chance at winning a dream date with me, Ronaldo. Okay, that last one's not true. I'm trying to attract supporters, not scare people away. But anyway, you get the point. Simply visit supportswing.com for more details and to join up. I'd really appreciate it. Up next, we have a song called Melody in F by Dick Stabile. Stabile led some pretty good bands in the late 30s and throughout the 1940s. His cousin was vocalist Dolly Dawn. She eventually went on to become a bandleader herself, taking over for George Hall's band and converting it over to Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol. So give this a listen. Like I said, this is Melody in F by Dick Stabile.
Thank you. It's wonderful, so they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say.
Friends, you know what happens when you take a fish out of water? Sure, it dies. Well, by Cornelius, the same thing happens when your car's battery runs out of water. It lies right down and quits. No water, no life. So what did the Autolite people do? They made the Autolite stay full battery with an extra large liquid reserve. Gave it more room for more water. Result, the Autolite stay full battery needs water only 3 times a year in normal car use. So friends, be right with Autolite. Switch to an Autolite stay full battery tomorrow.
Robin calls his little mate. She whistles back, and it's a date. They fly through treetops with 2 or 3 stops to make some whoopee. The cuttlefish are very shy when other fish go swimming by, but then with great speed they head for seaweed to make some whoopee. Daily the flirting swallows head for each country barn. Surely they know what follows, but they don't give a darn. And need I mention the crazy stork who has a penchant for causing talk? If he's about you, beyond a doubt you've been making whoopee. The parrot is the strangest bird, in words as wise as most you've heard. He says it's normal to be informal and make some whoopee. He tells his friends, just look at me, they caught me in a mango tree while I was dizzy and very busy just making whoopee. He used to raise the dickens way down in old Brazil. He had at least 6 chickens who always paid the bill. But in his cage now, our feathered friend is out of luck, for to the end he'll have his heart in, but can't take part in this making whoopee. Up in Vermont, when winter comes, the fellows don't just twirl their thumbs, and girls attractive are very active at making whoopee. Down in Maine, where pine trees swish and it's too cold for folks to fish, the men start sprucing and go producing a lot of whoopee. Think of the joys of skiing in each New Hampshire town. Think of the he and she after the sun goes down. We know 2 girlfriends away up north who once were snowbound till March the 4th. One made a sweater, but one did better. She made them whoopee.
We just heard Tony Pastor with Making Whoopee. That was from a V-disc issued in January of 1944. We started things off with Melody in F, and we also heard They Say It's Wonderful from Anita Boyer. That one is from a 1946 episode of Personal Album. Oh, and let's not forget that Autolite commercial. I like the reference to taking a fish out of water.
You know what happens when you take a fish out of water? Sure, it dies.
They did not beat around the bush back then, huh? Up next, we have Melody of the Breeze by Ralph Flanagan. Lots of melodies in this episode. Melody in F and Melody of the Breeze? Huh. This Ralph Flanagan track is from a September 1950 episode of One Night Stand and was recorded at the Café Rouge.
Thank you. day. Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shot.
Can you afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare.
And just a marvelous fare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Stumble all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Loud and satin and lace. I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that'll never grow.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Captain Glenn Miller with Chattanooga Choo Choo. That version featured Ray McKinley on vocals and can be found on V-Disc number 281, issued in October of 1944. Before Glenn, we heard Ralph Flanagan with Melody of the Breeze. You know, many critics of Flanagan accused him of ripping off the Miller sound and never really creating a sound of his own. And for the most part, I can see their point. But regardless, Flanagan put out some pretty good material, and he did end up having a very good career. So we're going to finish things off today with Jumpin' in a Gin Mill by Claude Hopkins and Sometimes I'm Happy by Benny Goodman. And before I go, if you'd like to send me an email, you can reach me anytime at swingcityradio@gmail.com. And here's a little secret. I love getting your emails, so keep them coming. Also, please don't forget to check out swingcityradio.com to hear your favorite big band hits. And last but not least, please do consider supporting this fine podcast. You can learn more at supportswing.com. So like I said, Claude Hopkins and Benny Goodman are coming up now. Stay healthy and safe, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Band and Swing Podcast. And hey, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. Also, if you want access to all types of bonus content and podcast extras, then consider supporting the podcast and becoming a Hepcat. Just visit patreon.com/swingcityradio or swingcityradio.com to learn more. If you'd like to email me your comments, questions, or would just like to say hello, you can email me at swingcityradio@gmail.com. The recordings played on this podcast, to the best of my knowledge, are considered public domain. The recordings have been cleaned up, edited, and touched up only to increase the enjoyment for the listener, and I do my best to credit the performers during the podcast. Please email me with any copyright concerns. I take great care to only use recordings, song versions, and other audio materials that are considered public domain, but I am only human, so let me know of any issues. The Big Band and Swing Podcast is brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com. Thanks for listening, everyone.